Thank you, Jesus.
This is Cornerstone Deliverance Church under the leadership and founder, Apostle Asia Roberts, Lord God, a church where the fivefold ministry, glory to God, is very much alive. Glory to God. In spirit and in truth, glory to God. We are located at 323 Hope Avenue, Westbury, New York, 11590. And our website is www.cornerstonedeliveranceChurch, glory to God. We're the ministry, glory to God, where everyone is somebody and no one is a stranger. Come look for your miracle today, because Jesus is here waiting on you. Praise God. The scripture this morning is coming from Lamentations 3:21. This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. Glory to God. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I just thank him.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. He is a mighty God this morning.
Look, hallelujah.
This morning out of the word of God. And the next person you will hear is from Tamara Williams with a poem of aspiration and encouragement.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hello, everyone. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
The name of God is discipleship. Jesus' discipleship is as important now as it was then. We are to go out into the world to make fishers of men. Jesus came to save the weak, the weary, the lost. He did the Father's work, never counting the cost. What you value in your life, you must count it all lost. You must lay it all down and take up his cross. Go into all the world with the gospel to all those who will hear it. Preach, teach, and baptize in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Living and forgiving, treating others as you would have them treat you. Being mindful only to see and be what the Father would do. Giving up of self to serve your sisters and brothers. Making sure that you learn to love one another. Remember, no pupil is greater than his master. So don't try to go and do out his work faster. Though your discipleship will never be complete, the answer is to continually learn and sit at Jesus' feet. Don't go seeking for a position, but for the heart of Jesus' commission. Heal the sick, make the lame walk, make the blind see. In Jesus' name, follow the Lord's leading to be all he wants you to be. Don't abide in everything you've heard. Trust and abide in God's holy word. Since Jesus only did and said what the Father would do, only following Jesus will surely make a true disciple out of you.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord God. The next person you are here is Minister Wright Morgan with the praise and worship from her.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Yes.
Praise
the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
You're going to need him. You're going to need him. Praise the Lord. You're going to need him. You're going to need him. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God. And we want to praise him. Glory, glory, glory.
This morning,
he has started us up. Hallelujah, we have allowed him to see a brand new day. Glory to God. So
hallelujah.
Have his breath, glory to God, while we yet have blood running through our veins, we want to tell him thank you. We want to praise and worship him, glory to God. So we're going to open up, hallelujah, with the words of our testimonies in the name of Jesus. If anyone with a testimony or some, only do one, but you are welcome to praise the Lord with us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Give it honor to God who's head of my life. I just want to thank God for my pastor and my apostle, Asia Roberts. I thank God for Apostle Ursula Wright. I thank God for Prophetess Maggie. I thank God for Prophet Deidre Williams. I thank God for Minister Jacqueline Harris and the clergy and the saints in their prospective places. I just want to thank God today. Boy, my hands was hurting me so bad. I would wake me up during the night, and I would just cry, and I just prayed, the pastor prayed, that God really, you know, touched my hand. He don't wake me up now, but I couldn't even, it's like numb, like I couldn't fingernails. And so one day God said, just the other day, he said, try to cut them. I was able to cut my right hand, my right fingers, but I wasn't able to do the left. So I told my Homerton, I said, come and look at this. She said, that's all right. You would be able to do the other one too. But I just want to thank God because God is giving me strength. And I know if he did it for me, he would do it for you because only God knows how much pain I had in my hand. But it's no pain now. It's just numb. So each step that I take, God is doing something for me. So I just want to give honor to God for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord. He is a healer. Glory to God.
We thank God this morning. Hallelujah. For waking me up this morning, even in my right mind. Glory to God. And I thank him. Hallelujah. For the Lord God, in the name of Jesus, by his blood, glory to God. Oh, God, like Mother Roberts say, Lord God, I haven't been able to use my hands properly either. They hurt so bad. But glory to God, I thank him for the victory this morning.
Yes, hallelujah.
And for what I can do, Lord God, even for myself, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. I can
thank you, Lord.
In the morning. I can get myself ready. It's not as fast as what I used to do, but glory to God, I do it under the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Because the doctor said a year or more ago, glory to God, I shouldn't be able to walk again. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God did it. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
I have to move around, do something for myself. But glory to God, I thank you.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
He's a healer. He's a way maker. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
And I praise him. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because it's nobody
Tatiana, I just thank and I praise God because, as you know, I have been sick since December, just having problems with my breathing, and I wasn't able to work. And during that time, like prior to that, they kept trying to push the vaccine on me that I had one dose and really had an adverse reaction to that one dose. And the physician in the emergency room, as well as my physician, my physician wrote the medical exemption, but the physician in the emergency room noted that it was an allergic reaction, and they just kept trying to come for me. For every little thing, they just kept trying to come for me. Even during my time off, I just stopped responding. I said, God, it's in your hands, and I think and I praise God that he was able, he just let me go back to work. And, of course, once I got there, they have done some things with the schedule. We're supposed to be able to self-schedule, and they wouldn't allow me to put in for one day. And the thing that is remarkable to me is it's someone who is not even a healthcare provider who's making decisions over healthcare providers, and she's just, like, taking it to the max. And I've noticed that it's the days that we come together, Bible study and other things or whatever. But I believe God to fix that.
Amen.
I was going to go off. And I was like, God, I'm just not having it. But the Holy Ghost just did not have me to say anything. And I just trust and believe that he is going to take care of it. But on Friday, so I was pretty delirious going back and having to work 3 nights back to back. And on Friday, I was just so tired, and I made it a point to still get up and talk to God because God still wants you to get up and talk to him. And it was a short prayer, and I was just exhausted, and I ended up oversleeping. And I got up, and I got dressed, and I was calling for a cab, and nobody would come. And so it came to me, go outside. And so when I went outside, I was still waiting for a cab, and nobody would come. And I just said a little prayer in my heart, and I said, God, I really need a cab. And lo and behold, this BMW just stopped in front of me. And this brother opened his window saying, hey, I know you from Salvation and Deliverance. And I said, yeah. And he was like, come on, where you going? Come on, I'll take you. So while he's driving me to the hospital, we begin to talk about Jesus. And he's telling me about, you know, being in the streets and how he's trying to get this bag. And God just led me to witness to him.
You.
And I just started telling him about Jesus. And he used to be a part of Salvation and Deliverance, young guy, too. Young enough to be my son if I was a child when I had him. But anyway, I began to tell him about Jesus, and then he stopped and he said, you know, somebody else was telling me about Jesus, and then they tried to kill me. They shot me up. That's what he told me. He said, they shot
him
up. And I just started telling him about Jesus and how he could be saved. And I left, and, you know, I went to work, and I was trying to give him money for gas. I said, gas is very expensive. And he was like, no, sis, no, I got you. But I could tell that he was thinking about what I told him and about how to, you know, to come out. And he was like, I'm just trying to survive. And, you know, I don't have the resources that some people have, like talk about like education or whatever. And he was like, it just seemed unfair that God will send me to hell when I'm just trying to make a living. And I said, well, God will make a way for you. And I begin, you know, I just witnessed to him. And
hallelujah.
After that, God, I forgot about it, but God brought it back to my remembrance when I was off to pray for him. And I just felt the power of God. And I've asked him this morning to come to church with me and gave him like the hours of the church services. And I just let us all touch and agree that God saved this young man.
In the name of
Jesus. He's in the drug game.
Hey,
trying to kill this young man on the street. And that's what God saved us for. And I just thank and I praise God because, you know, he got me to work, but at the same time, he was able to use me to be a witness. And this young man in the atmosphere, he is going to be saved in the name of Jesus. And the devil is not to kill him. So let's just touch and agree and believe God for this young man to just come and give his heart to Jesus. And that's my testimony.
Amen.
I'm so glad that Jesus lived in me. I'm so glad that Jesus lived in me. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus lived in me. When I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Satan thought he had me bound, but Jesus lifted me. Satan thought he had me bound. Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me, hallelujah, thank you,
hallelujah, Jesus,
hallelujah, thank you,
hallelujah.
Just trying to make 100, because 99 and a half, it just won't do.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I'm running. Trying to make 100, 'cause 99 and a half, it just won't do. Oh, Lord, I'm running. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Trying to make 100, 'cause 99 and a half, it just won't do. Lord, I'm running.
Thank you.
Lord, I'm running. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Lord, I'm running.
Hallelujah.
Lord, yes, Lord. I'm running. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
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 Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Lord, I'm running.
Yes.
Trying to make 100. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Nine and a half, it just won't do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
yes.
Lord.
And know the power and the worth of prayer. Pray yes. My strength in the yes. Lord as
thank
I run
you.
On. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey,
Have your way, dear God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Father.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
My
Lord,
my Savior.
Yes,
nobody but Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
Victory is mine.
Yes.
Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get behind me. Victory today is mine. Oh, joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan to get behind me. Joy today is mine. I know that victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Peace is mine. Peace is mine. Peace today is mine. I told Satan, get me behind me. Peace today is mine. I know that love is mine. Love is mine. Love today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind me. Love today is mine. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I will put it back into the hands of the conductor. God bless you, everyone. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Next would be
thank you, Jesus.
The sisters.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Angela Mary, minister.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I
believe that right now we are releasing the lives of Minister Andrea Myers.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. This has been good for my spirit this morning. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to first give honor to my Heavenly Father God, who is my constant protector. I love him. I love him, and I need him more than ever today, more than any day before now. Hallelujah. I want to give honor to my husband in his absence, to my pastors, Ellery and Troy Peters. I'm thanking God for my children. Thanking you, Apostle Asia, just for the opportunity to come and fellowship with you all again, way down here in little bitty Savannah, Georgia. And thank, obviously, too, my spiritual mother, my spiritual grandmother, my spiritual sister, Prophetess Maggie Kavanaugh. I just thank God for continuing to be in a special place in your heart, and God continuing to put me in your heart and in your prayers. Even when we don't talk every day, it's still, I know that God is still communicating, because you show up right on time. Just like the sister just testified, it was not an accident that you could not find a cab, because God needed you to speak to that young man and plant that seed.
Amen.
So I just thank God for that testimony today. I will be administering a solo. I've been asking God, you know, how should I proceed? And one thing that I've learned is that God is our first, and he is our last. He is our one, and he is our only.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Boy.
You are Alpha and Omega.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory.
Yes, yes.
Worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory.
Yes, Lord.
We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
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 Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We thank you for being our Alpha and Omega. I want to just take this opportunity now to present to some and introduce to others the speaker of the hour, Prophetess Maggie Cabana. As I mentioned, she has been a mother to me, a sister to me, and most importantly, a friend. She has been the mouthpiece of God. And if you've ever spent a single moment with her, whether in person or over the phone, you know she is who she says that she is. So
amen.
I just thank God. I just thank God for being privileged to be in the presence of such a mighty woman of God, having her up under such a powerful ministry. I just thank God for the technology to allow this to take place today. So as I said, I present to some and introduce to others, Prophetess Maggie Cabana.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just thank the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For Jesus being my Savior. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For him being my all in all this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. When I did not have a way, he was my way. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes.
I thank God for being my life today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you,
Father. I gave my life up to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Glory, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, have your way.
Thank you, Jesus.
Have your way, Lord God. In the
hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Pointing, oh God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God for my leader. Hallelujah, Apostle Asia Roberts. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
The God in me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Her Holy Ghost connected with my Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, for it being the same God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. I thank God for all of the leaders. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the line. Hallelujah, glory to God. Morgan, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mother Wright, Prophetess Deidre, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Minister Harris, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah.
You,
glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Minister
yes.
Andrea. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister Andrea. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God does not make mistakes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's been about 5 years now. Hallelujah. Glory to God that the Lord sent her in my life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And I thank God for God sending her in my life. Hallelujah. She walked up to me in the airport. Hallelujah. In a time where she needed a ride. Hallelujah. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And I was known in the airport, if nobody else would give you a car, hallelujah, glory to God. Maggie would give you a car, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And on this week, I began to reflect on my life over the last couple of years. Hallelujah. And I went before God and for this word, and I began to ask God. I said, Lord, it's been a transition for the last couple of years in my life, going from working in the airport, and I'm talking about making the most money I've ever made in my life, hallelujah, to making the least amount of money.
Mm. Hiya, Baba. Hallelujah. Hiya, Lama.
And I said, Lord, what are you trying to show me?
Yes. Hallelujah.
And I got before the Lord with this word, hallelujah, glory to God. And I said, Lord, I said, this is Women's Month. And I said, Lord, there's no woman in the word that I can talk about. And I said, Lord, I said, what are you really trying to say to me? I said, because this thing is personal. It starts with Maggie, God.
Lord.
I said, how do I come from making this to now barely surviving, God?
Jesus.
And I said, Lord, what are you really trying to say to me? And so as I begin to get before the Lord, Lord, just begin to tell me, Maggie, I want you to know that you must trust in me. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, glory to God. See, before I trusted in the job. And I remember just before, it was probably about a month before I left the airport, it was it for me at the airport. My sister sent me a text. Pastor B. Cassandra sent me a text, and she said, what if you couldn't change cars every week? What if you didn't have the expensive makeup? What if you didn't have the expensive clothes? What if you didn't have all these things?
Jesus.
Where would you be? What would you have? And I never, at that time, I didn't think about all of those things because I was, I was in the high of my life, And so the Lord brought those things back to me this weekend. This week I was on vacation from my job, and I was able to lay before God and see where Maggie made mistakes. Where Maggie did things, where Maggie did not consult God, where Maggie trusted in Maggie. And the Lord said, this is what I want you to, this is where you're going to go in the word. And this is what I want you to see. And this is what I'm requiring from my people. And it has nothing to do with Women's Month because you find men that fall short. You find women that fall short.
Yeah.
Whether they black, they white, they in America, whether they in Africa, whether they're in Europe, whether they're in Antarctica, you find people that fall short, that trust in themselves, become secure in themselves, and not me. Glory to God. And so the Lord began to just deal with me this week.
Thank you, Lord.
And so today, as we go before the Lord, I ask that you open your ears to hear what thus saith the Lord. And so let us go in prayer. Oh, Abba, Father, we come before you, Lord God, needing to hear from you today, Lord God. So I ask that you will move Maggie completely out of the way. Hide me, God. Completely hide me.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, I ask that you will make me invisible to your people, Lord God. No longer visible, Lord God. Lord God, they don't hear my voice, but they hear you today, Lord God. Lord God, keep their hearing focused on you, Lord God, where they hear your voice.
Thank
Lord
you,
God,
Jesus.
Allow this word to be healing.
Lord God. Allow this word to be assurance today, Lord God. Allow this word to be the strength that they need from you today, Lord God. Allow this word to be confirmation in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that this word bring clarity to those that have been confused today, Lord God. Oh, God, through this word today. Oh, God, we thank you in advance for the breakthrough. For your word declares that you are the God of breakthrough.
Yes.
So I thank you in advance. In the name of Jesus. God, I thank you in advance for every praise report, every testimony of healing,
yes, God.
Every testimony of deliverance, every testimony, Lord God, of sustaining power from this word today.
Mm.
In the name of Jesus. It is in your name, no other name, but Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. The word will come from Acts, the 16th chapter, verses 12 through 15. Amen. You know, when you think about all of the women in the Bible, this is not a popular woman that a lot of people talk about, but she is a very... When you think about some of the popular women, you think about the women with the issue of blood who has no name. You think about the woman at the well who had no name.
Mm.
But this woman has a name. Amen? So I'm going to give you a moment to get there. Acts, the 16th chapter, verses 12 through 15. Amen?
Amen.
You even, the word even, we even hear about the bad girls of the Bible, Jezebel and Delilah, and even in the New Testament, Sapphira and those that draw attention to those women. But this woman, we can relate to. This woman that we will read about today, she's a modern-day woman. That we all can relate to. She's working 9 to 5, trying hard to make a living. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
In these few little verses, glory to God. But she's not caught up in that 9 to 5. But she becomes caught up. Amen. I'm going to ask Minister Andrea if she can please read from the King James Version. Amen.
Amen. Acts chapter 16, beginning in verse 12. And from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city, that part of Macedonia, and a colony. And we were in that city abiding certain days. And on the Sabbath, we went out of the city by a riverside, where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down and spake unto the woman which resorteth tither. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. Verse 15, and when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, if ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Her name is Lydia. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lydia. Hallelujah. Some things about Lydia. We know that she was selling purple cloth, which was at that time something very, very expensive.
So she was a woman of wealth. She was a woman, she rubbed shoulders with some very prominent people because not just anybody could sell this cloth. Amen. But this woman, at a time where women weren't, their voices weren't heard, they weren't important.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't, they maybe even were overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
And still to this day, some women are still overlooked. But this woman was in a position of being an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
And so, if you can, mute your phone, please, if you can. This woman was an entrepreneur. And so, she was out worshiping God. And she heard, the word says, a woman named Lydia was listening. So they were out listening, and she was a seller of purple fabrics,
mm-hmm.
a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord opened her heart to respond.
Jesus.
The Lord began to do something different in Lydia. So as I read this text over and over again, one thing that I was the spirit of insecurity. There was no place in this text that she was insecure, that she lacked confidence. She was in a male-driven industry. She was in Rome. She was one of the first Christians in Rome to be converted. And she was outselling her purple cloth.
Mm.
She did not lack any form of confidence or trust. There was not a tendency to feel fear, anxiety. She did not feel unsafe. She was not apprehensive. She was not worried or stressed out. She did not feel any failure to trust God at all. Insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
So when I lost my job at the airport, the quickest thing for me to do was to get this job that I have now, in which I grew to hate. But it put food on the table. It kept the lights on. I became complacent in the job. I complained every day in the job. I was insecure in this job. I was angry, bitter, ugh, every day on this job.
Jesus.
When the Lord began to deal with me with the Beatitudes, the Lord began to show me in the Word, Maggie, this is not this good life. Your life is not what the word says in Matthew 5. So the Lord began to strip me every week, every day before him. He began to just dismantle what I thought was this good life, because I thought I was this this super prayer warrior, and I thought I was doing it the way the Lord said, do it. But God began to show me based on the word of God. I was not living the good life. I was walking in so much lack of confidence. I failed to trust the God that I said I worshiped. Like Lydia said, she worshiped. So God began to deal with my heart. I stepped out on faith, and I applied for a job that I had no knowledge in. And I messaged the pastor, and I said, I want a career. I went to school. I got degrees. I got college and this and that. But I want a career at my age. I'm not too old. I said, I'm not too old to get a career now. I messaged my sister. I said, I'm not too old. Those that were close to me, I said, I'm not too old. Glory to God.
Yeah.
So God began to build my confidence up.
Amen.
Amen.
So I get the job, making what I'm going to make when I left the airport. The same. So I'm like all excited. I'm like, okay, God, you restore me back to where I was. Glory to God. And here comes doubt. The seed. There's something that's inside of Maggie that was not inside of Lydia that the enemy was able to plant a seed to cause me to walk in doubt. Now, see, Lydia knew the difference between earthly security and eternal security because Lydia, in a male-driven industry, selling her purple cloth.
Yes.
That means Lydia was an entrepreneur. That means Lydia out there with her team doing her thing.
Uh-huh.
She was secure with that thing. Andrea would tell you if you walked in the airport, we were the worst car rental. But you couldn't tell us that.
My God.
We were secure and knowing. The worst out of the company was always in the top. When God began to move on our behalf, we went from the bottom to the top five of the company. Security. Being secure in God. But when you're secure in yourself, arrogance comes in, and you know how we get, and you know we think we got it going on. But Lydia was secure in worshiping him.
Amen.
It says he opened her heart to respond to some things. So the enemy creeps in, plants the seed. So this week I'm struggling with Lord. I don't have no education in that. I've never been in the medical field. I've always worked in accounting and hospitality and customer service, and I don't know how I'm going to do. The enemy creeps on me, drops that seed. Now God, I got to go back to school for this. I'm getting ready to call the lady and tell the lady I can't do this. I'm getting ready to call the job that I hate and tell these people I need to come back to work. I literally. And getting ready to mess up an opportunity that God faces me because of insecurity. One of the most dangerous things is to be an insecure believer. One of the most dangerous things is to be an insecure Christian. See, insecurity, lack of confidence, being fearful, anxious, unsafe, will cause you to do anything to assure yourself. It'll cause you to do all kinds of things. When all we have to do is worship, get in the presence of God, get before Him, and allow Him to lead us. See, a fear-driven attitude will cause you to miss your blessing.
Amen.
I'm getting ready to call this lady and tell her, please give the job to somebody else. I had don't start applying for other jobs. The Lord specifically said, do not apply for no other job. When there was delays with the job, the Lord said, do not, I was disobedient. Did it anyhow.
Hallelujah.
It will cause you to miss your blessing.
Mother.
Lydia showed up in a male-driven industry. Every day, I'm quite sure they were men saying, you don't need to show up here. It really don't tell us what happened on that with Lydia.
Come on.
But she was there to trade every day in that city.
Yeah.
She was there with her team. With strategy, tactics. She didn't let the enemy show up. She probably maybe she might have got down. She may have got weak. She might have got a little discouraged, but she still showed up.
Yeah.
Worshiping, believing, trusting.
Hallelujah.
And comes a day. She's there on time, the right place, at the right time, when the Lord opens her heart.
Yes.
See, Jesus, the Christ, is quite capable of dealing with this insecurity.
Yes.
He is the secure in the insecurity.
Hallelujah.
He will deliver.
Yes.
He will set you free. He said, Maggie, get in my presence.
Come on.
I want to set you free.
Yes,
I want to release you from this restraint.
Thank you, Jesus.
From being held captive. There is liberty in me, Maggie.
Yes.
Glory to God.
I want to enable you.
Thank you,
want to show you that I am quite capable to supply you with power, glory to God.
Yes.
My power, glory to God. To supply you with the means, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
The knowledge, hallelujah. When you think you need the knowledge, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, God. I trusted you with 4 at the airport. Now you got 10 on this job. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because I'm able to furnish you with the knowledge and the skill, glory to God. And I'm going to give you some sustaining power, glory to God, bear, hallelujah, to support you, hallelujah, to uphold you, glory to God, from falling, hallelujah, glory
to
God. And guess what? This power will keep you from sinking into depression, hallelujah, to maintain you, hallelujah, glory to God, to keep you alive, Maggie, hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah, Jesus,
hallelujah. We talking
hallelujah,
about
Jesus.
Lydia was secure. Hallelujah, Jesus. She walked out selling and trading, hallelujah, with them same old men who may have taunted her, hallelujah, after the Lord opened her heart up, hallelujah, glory to God. And it says he saved her whole household, hallelujah, glory
Thank
to God.
You,
see, I'm believing and I'm trusting, hallelujah, glory to God, that God getting ready to do something new in Maggie's household, hallelujah, glory to God.
Yes,
I'm not just talking about my physical household, hallelujah, glory to God, but I'm talking about all of those that I pray for, my siblings, hallelujah, glory to God, spiritual and natural.
threshold. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm standing in the gap for a lot of people. Hallelujah. So I'm believing, God, that He's getting ready to do something new. Hallelujah. Glory
Thank
to
you,
God.
Father.
And exciting, hallelujah, glory
yes,
to God.
Well,
hallelujah, glory to God. He's quite capable, hallelujah, glory to God.
He is the secure,
hallelujah, glory to God. In that insecurity, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. So I begin to shed off some things, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord begins to deal with me. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People thought they turned their backs on you, Maggie. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. One for the book. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You didn't need them anyway because they weren't worshipers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
See, I'm getting
hallelujah.
Ready to surround you with people that going to worship you. Worship me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In
hallelujah.
Spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's going to push you to get in your word. Hallelujah. That's going to push you to get in my presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I ain't going to surround you with nobody who ain't going to do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I'm going to put you around those.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Like Lydia was around those. That many days she might have not wanted to go to work. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
But there were those that were around her. Hallelujah. That's why
Thank
he had to save her whole household. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
So secure. Free from danger.
Yes.
Glory.
My God.
That's where that Psalm 91 come in.
Come on now.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Free from danger of being taken by an enemy. Glory to God.
Yes, glory.
Glory to God. Safe. Glory to God. In his arms. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you may not understand, hallelujah. Glory to God. But he is safe. You are safe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How do you get this? How do you get this security? Prophetess Maggie. Hallelujah. Sister Maggie. Miss Maggie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what the Lord began to deal with me on? How did she get it? Hallelujah. Glory to God. She worshiped him. Hallelujah. She was able to surrender. Hallelujah. She was able to know, hallelujah, that her strength, hallelujah, was not no strength. Hallelujah. She was able to say, Lord God, I need you to subdue my strength. Hallelujah. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I will submit myself under your control, under your authority. Hallelujah. Because I need more of you. I need you to open my heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And pour you inside of me. Glory to God.
Glory to your name, oh God.
Jesus. It was nothing that Maggie could do. See, I was secure and going and swiping a card every 2 weeks. When that check would hit, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. But when you are limited and you have to learn how to live on a certain amount and believe and trust God to make that certain amount last, hallelujah, to pay everything, hallelujah, you begin to trust the God that you say you serve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when you made the extra 70 and 80 and 85,000 and you didn't have anything saved, and when you can make $13 an hour, hallelujah, glory, $14 an hour and can have a savings account, glory to God. You
Thank
know
you
it
Lord.
Ain't none but God. Hallelujah. Glory
yes.
to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Glory
See,
to God.
I begin to put my trust in God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Father.
I begin to know that He will provide. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Earthly and eternally. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I begin to trust Him, knowing that He is the God that shall supply all my needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Glory to God. I begin to quote the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But be not afraid. Only believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I begin to not let my material possession define behind me. Hallelujah, glory to God. It doesn't matter whose shoulders you rub with. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Yes,
it don't matter how many degrees you got. Hallelujah. It don't matter if you got a high school diploma, a GED. Hallelujah. You got a master's degree. Hallelujah. It don't matter what background you come from. Hallelujah.
Come
from the streets, the hood. Hallelujah. From the white picket fence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It don't matter. Glory to God. It don't matter about that. Hallelujah. But today, hallelujah, if you are only a fan, hallelujah, I encourage you to be like Sister Tamara said, to allow God to become disciple, hallelujah, to allow God to lead you so you can become a follower, hallelujah, glory to God.
Lord.
See, Lydia was a follower, hallelujah. She wasn't just a fan, hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
She wanted something more than just the wave and be obsessed with him, hallelujah, glory to God. She wanted to follow, hallelujah. She would drop everything, hallelujah, to follow after her God. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you,
and she made him priority.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
If he is not priority in your life, I encourage you today.
Thank you.
I had to be real. The Lord say, it's time for you to be real, man.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
No more Mac. No more Estee Lauder. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No more cover up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No more concealer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Take it all off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Make me your priority. Hallelujah. Stop trying to cover up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hiding. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Like you got it all together and you really don't. Hallelujah. Come before me and say, you really don't.
My God.
A big grown woman dropping to her knees saying, Daddy, I don't have it together. I need you like never before, Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
It's areas where I hurt at, Lord God. It's places where I need you, Lord God. It's places where you're not priority, Lord God. My job is my priority at times. My kids are my priority at times. That man is my priority. The wife is the priority. The food is the priority. The exercise is the priority. Everything is priority but you. But I'm coming real today, Lord. And all I want is more of you. Hallelujah. I want you to open my heart and pour more of you inside of me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want more of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to deliver me. Set me free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to enable me. Hallelujah. To fill me with this power that you keep talking about. These people keep talking about. Hallelujah. I want you to be able to sustain me, to hold me up from falling. Hallelujah. I keep sinking day after day, week after week. Hallelujah. I feel like I'm alive sometimes, and some days I feel like I'm dying. Glory to God. I want to be secure in you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I just want more of you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So, Lord God,
yes,
Lord. I yield to you today.
Amen, Jesus.
Lord God,
yes,
I realize that my power, my strength, it ain't even no strength, God.
Oh, my, yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
I surrender today.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Under your authority.
Hallelujah.
I realize that your love that you showed on the cross was all the love that I need. That salvation that you showed back all those years ago is what I really, really need. You love me that much.
I want more of that love.
Hallelujah.
I want to love the love that you showed me.
Yes, Lord.
I don't want to neglect the love of your love, Lord God.
Yes. Thank you.
I don't want to neglect it and make excuses to run away from your love, Lord God.
Mm. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So that is you today. If you have been walking in a place of insecurity, He is your security.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
He will make you secure. He is able to deliver. It's not the job. It's not the education. It's not the husband.
Mm.
It's not the wife. It's not the fancy cars. Those things are good. They're great.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to God.
But what about the eternal portion? What about your soul?
My God, my God.
Spiritually,
yes.
Where? What is going on inside?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
What is going on? I heard yesterday a woman of God said that her fruit looked ripe on the outside. It was pretty on the outside, but there were worms on the inside. What is going on?
Yes.
See, when you are connected to the right vine, hallelujah, we don't have to worry about looking, being rotten on the inside or worms growing on the inside or being bitter on the inside. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lydia was secure.
Yeah.
A whole household. Never, it didn't say if it was just her kids. It didn't say if it was her husband. But it says, oh, it didn't even say if it was her help. But guess what? The whole household.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
That's the second instance where a sanctified woman, the whole household.
Thank you, Jesus.
We delay our own blessing.
Amen.
We slow up. The things that God has for us, we slow them down.
Mm.
But I speak into the atmosphere, into every believer on this line, that we will get out of the way of God, that we will allow Him to be God. We will yield to His authority and allow Him to be God in our lives. That we will give Him, we will surrender today.
Thank you, Jesus.
In every aspect of our lives.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
That He will get the glory out of our lives and we will reap the benefit.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I cancel the assignment of fear that causes us to miss our blessings, that causes us to miss our provisions.
Thank you, Jesus.
That causes us to live lifestyles of suspicions and isolation and division and separation. I cancel it today in the name of Jesus. We will flourish.
Ah, yes.
We will thrive.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes,
we yield to the Father today. We open our hearts to Him today to allow Him to pour inside of us.
Thank
and for the one that's saying, that's not me, it is you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I bind up the spirit of pride and rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Loose her today.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, hallelujah.
I come against insecurity and lack of trust in our Father Jesus today. We declare, we decree that we will walk in trusting and believing in our Father.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And we will come, we will worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yes, Lord.
And we will be released from any type of restraint from doing it. We are
hallelujah,
free today.
Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Our hearts will not be troubled, but we will believe in God today. Oh, God, we thank you today, Lord Jesus, for you being equipped to deliver us and set us free,
thank
Lord
you,
God,
Jesus.
Enabling
hallelujah.
And sustaining us and securing us in you, Lord.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord God, that we are safe in your arms, that we are secure
you.
In you, Lord God, that we are able to
yes.
worship you, Lord God. We're able to
yes.
lay at your feet, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we give you a yes today.
Hallelujah.
We want more of you today, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
This day, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus,
Jesus.
In the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Amen, 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 Lord God. We tell you thank
amen.
You this day, Lord God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we tell you thank
hallelujah,
you, Lord God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for this. This word, amen, praise God, that has come at such a time in our life where there is a shift in season. Praise
yes.
God, hallelujah. Not just for Lydia or Prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh, but for so many of us, praise God.
Amen.
Life as we know it has changed, amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And I believe through this message that God brought forth through the woman of God, I believe that there is a special anointing that has been released. I believe that there is a shift in mindset, praise God.
Yes,
hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes,
that
Lord.
God would take us from the early church century and bring
yes.
us right into the 21st century, my God.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And he will show us that so many things, even though, amen, hallelujah, he says that there's nothing new up under the sun. It may be something new for you. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Something
yes.
that you have not seen before. Praise God.
My
amen.
God.
Lydia. Amen. A businesswoman. My God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Skilled in the marketplace. When God
yes.
touched her heart, hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you,
she took
Jesus.
Everything that she had, and she began to use it for the advancement
yes.
of the kingdom of God. God
hallelujah.
Said, my grace is upon
yes.
you. Hallelujah,
yes.
you a woman,
thank
and they
you,
tell you, you can't be a businesswoman. The devil is
yes.
a liar. They
yes.
used this woman back in those days. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, yes,
Lord.
There's an anointing, my
yes.
God, for those of you, hallelujah, man and woman that had not creative power, never owned your own business, to step
thank
out on
Jesus.
Faith and obey
yes,
God.
Lord.
Oh, yes,
hallelujah,
there's an unction
Jesus.
In you. But God
yes,
says,
Lord.
Where there is an unction, you shall function. You
yeah,
feel
yeah,
like you want to do something.
Yes,
there's something
Lord.
That you're supposed to do.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Jesus. Lydia was not just a businesswoman. She took her proceeds. receive even her house, and she turned it into a church house, opened it up for fellowship, praise
yes,
God.
Lord.
And
yes,
then
Lord.
The woman of God turned around, and she undergirded the church budget.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
who am
Jesus.
I talking to? God said, yes, I want to use you. I want to use your finance. I want to use your houses and your land. He said, who am I talking to?
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
God wants
Thank
to use
you.
Everything that you have. Put it at the disposal of the king.
Yes, Lord.
Set in your heart now. Lord, I'm not just available. But me and everything that I have, all
Hallelujah,
of my being,
Jesus.
All of my resources, my God,
yes,
have
Lord.
A heart to use it for the advancing of the kingdom of God today. Get a yes in your heart.
Hallelujah.
See what the Lord is saying to you. God is about
yes.
to shift wealth into some
Thank
of you hands. Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Thank you,
my
Jesus.
My God.
Thank you, Father.
My God,
Lord, hallelujah.
He will use you
hallelujah,
to
Jesus.
Kingdom visions.
Yes,
he will
yes.
use you to be a blessing. He will
Thank
use
you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Thank
Glory
you,
God.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Are my 21st century Lydians. We
yes,
are my
Lord.
21st century Lydians.
Rise
up.
Hallelujah.
Let God know
Jesus.
That he can trust you. Let
yes,
God know
Lord.
That you're releasing to him. Let God know.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
First century leaders.
Hallelujah,
and the
Jesus.
Grace in the marketplace.
Yes, Lord.
Grace to undergird the church budget.
Thank you, Jesus.
We've been undergirding the world budget for years. $1,800 person. My God. Hallelujah. Popping bottles at $1,000 a bottle. Praise God. Hallelujah. Drug habits. Amen. $5,000 a day drug habits. We've been undergirding the world budget for years.
My Lord, my Lord.
But when it comes to the kingdom of God, there is a seasonal shift. There's a shift going on right now.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
What I know about prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh, she gave everything that she had for the advancement of the kingdom.
Thank
every
you,
gift,
Jesus.
Every talent, every resource.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Even in her lack, do she give? Hallelujah, my God.
Hallelujah.
Even in her lack is she a blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Why? Because God opened up her heart like he opened
Thank
up
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes,
and whatever
yes.
it is that she has, she gives. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
God is touching your heart now. He's opening it in an all-new realm in the spirit. My God, my
yes.
God, he's doing that
Hallelujah.
For you. There is a shift. He's touching your heart. Even
Hallelujah.
Right now, he's touching. Hey,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, I don't have a house like Lydia, but I'll open up my apartment.
Hallelujah.
I'll give what I have.
Hallelujah.
I'll do what I can do. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory God. Hallelujah. I may not be a worker of purple, but I may know how to work a pink or red. Hallelujah. Who glory
Thank
or green.
Yes,
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
My God. Hallelujah. I thank God for the anointing.
Yes,
yes,
Lord.
For the anointing. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
As the woman of God bind every spirit of fear, do I touch and agree?
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
May the spirit of Lydia, the anointing that was on her life, may it
yes.
stir you up as the bride of Christ, the he-man and the she-man. Hallelujah. Yes. May you arise. In this time, hallelujah, Jesus,
yes,
where employment is low, income is low, may you arrive in a creativity.
God,
open up tunnels. Hallelujah, Jesus, and trends in the earth. Trends in the earth. May he make you a trendsetter. That whatever it is that he give you to do, may it catch fire. May the world see it and follow it, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. May God want what he is birthing through you. My God, may he make it popular.
Hallelujah,
in the name of Jesus. May you step out on faith. May you step out on faith. And it won't be like it was before. Because I heard the woman of God say, God is doing a new thing. Hallelujah. I heard the woman of God say, God is doing a new thing.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Now just bless God for what he's doing in your life. Bless him for touching and opening your heart to a new rim in the spirit, my God. Opening your heart to things that you never knew before. Opening your heart to new creativity. Opening your heart, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Giving you a business mindset. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Giving you a given mindset. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, glory God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Sister Titiana, God is with you.
Yes, he is.
God is with you. Do it. God is with you. Do it. God is with you. Whatever you put your hands to do, do it with all of your might.
Hallelujah.
I hear the spirit of the Lord say what you've been trying to do for a lifetime. He's saying, I will do it in a moment of time. Watch it. Hallelujah. Watch me, says the Lord. Watch and see what I will do. What you've been trying to do for a lifetime, I will do it in your life in a moment of time. Because God is with you.
Yes.
He's speaking about sweatless victories. No more sweating by your brow. Sweatless victories. God is with you. Now that your mindset shifted, God is with you. Now that you got the mind of Christ, God is with you. Now that you know how to be abased and abound and going to bless him anyhow, God is with you. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Ooh, I said, God, God is with you. Rejected, but God is with you.
Hallelujah.
Abandoned, but God is with you. Godless, but God.
Hallelujah.
It's not over.
Hallelujah.
From worshiping on a riverbank.
Thank you.
To touching the heart of a woman called Lydia, who opened up her house to the first church house in the region. My God, my God, my God.
Yes,
Lord, what can I do for you?
Yes,
what can I do? I'm not going to say that all I have is a little. Praise God, because I know whatever I have and whatever I do, I know that you will multiply it, my God.
Yes, yes.
But grace me to see what it is that you have given unto me.
Yes.
Grace me to be satisfied, to be able to rejoice in your Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Make me an instrument of righteousness in your hand.
Yes,
pour me out as a blessing, God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God.
To be a witness. To be a witness.
Yes.
To be a witness.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Those of you that are saying, I don't have anything. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory
That's what
God.
The widow said when she came to Elijah. She says, I don't have anything but a little cursor of oil. And God works a miracle. He works a miracle with that little cursor of oil.
Hallelujah.
He said, if you would just get in your house with your children and shut in my presence.
Thank you, Father.
If you would just be still. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And if you would just possess the gateway of the moment.
Thank you,
the
Father.
Gateway. The gateway of miracles and wonders and revelations. If you would just possess that, shut yourself in.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Come before me empty that I may fill you up.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Fresh new revelation. Tunnels of revelation. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Unstoppable. This is your unstoppable season. Failure is not an option.
Yes.
Taking up the rear is not an option. There's a shift.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
For the last shall be first. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Taking up the rear is not an option.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The tail is not an option.
Thank you, Father.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Sister Latasha, God is with you.
Thank you.
Ka-ba-ba-ba-ba Sunday.
Yes, Lord.
Mother Robert, God is with you. Ka-ba-ba-ba-ba Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Become one mind with the Spirit. One mind, one mind in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 Mother Calasante, God is with you. 80 years and plus and still running for the Lord. God, I said God. I said God. I said
Thank you,
Prophet Allen Puritan. God is with you.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Beloved, leave this line knowing that God, I said God is with you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
See the provision of the Lord in you, the creativity of God in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Taking up the rear is not an option. Taking up the rear is not Advance to the front.
Hallelujah.
I pray a prayer of refreshing upon the woman of God. Even right now, in the name of
Jesus.
That God will refresh, renew, replenish. My God, that He will put an anointing, a breakthrough upon and now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we believe that it is so in Jesus' name.
Yes. In Jesus.
Yes, now, some of us will leave this line and we will do nothing. We will do absolutely nothing. But and then some of us will leave this line and we're going to take the bread of life that we just received today and we're going to work that bread with our faith, my God. We're going to step out on faith knowing that God is with us.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Knowing that anointing of Lydia and that there is nothing that is stopping us, my God, who can contend with God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to step out on faith and we're going to manifest.
Yes,
we're going to do something. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. We have the unction of function.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
The woman of God already gave the invitation to salvation. Jesus. Praise God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The way for your heart to be open, beloved, your faith must first be in Christ Jesus. That's where your faith must be. This begins the process of an open heart. Receiving a new heart, being touched by God. Admitting that you are a sinner and believing in His plan for salvation. Hallelujah. Believing that Jesus is Lord and believing that He has resurrected. Praise God and accepting Him as your personal Lord and Savior. This is how it begins. Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God.
Yes, God.
I don't care if you are a backslider, way off. I don't care what you did, because I heard the psalmist say some of you was murderers, liars, and backbiters. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of us was that. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Lord to
God, the blood of Jesus Christ can make a murderer clean, a child molester clean. My God, a liar, a backbiter, a tattletale. My God, He can change it all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of us was liars, but God was good. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Some of us was homeowners, but God.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
So don't miss your but God moment.
Yes, Lord.
Don't miss it today, praise God.
In the name of Jesus.
Your heart is pricked, say, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Here I am a sinner. In my sin.
Yes.
Come into my heart.
Yes, in the name
make it personal. I believe you died.
Yes.
I believe that you are Lord.
Yes.
And you as my personal Lord and Savior.
In the name of Jesus.
I believe you resurrected. And I thank you for your grace that I may serve you for the balance of my day.
Yes.
Oh, you're only serving by grace. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, even the young man that the woman of God, hallelujah, met on the way.
Yes,
hallelujah. They gave her a ride. Remind him of this in his prayer, God. Let us talk to you, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, you bear witness. You bear witness. Hallelujah, yes. That he is seeking after righteousness. Hallelujah. God, allow him to find
Jesus.
His God, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
Lord. Just upon his confession, if he never walked into a church building, God, hallelujah, but let you in heaven be a witness. He called out
yes,
we got to be mindful of bringing people to the building.
Yes.
In this text, they worship by the riverside.
Amen.
By the riverside.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Holy Ghost
Hallelujah.
Filled by the river.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Where
Hallelujah.
They stood, did they receive the word? Hallelujah.
Yes.
We could have walked him through the sinner's prayer in his BMW and he would have been
yes.
saved.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory God. Now, beloved, we're going to give you an invitation. Now that God done prepared your faith, he even prepared it for giving.
Yes.
That anointing of Lydia is upon you.
Yes.
You will not see your resources the way you saw it when you came on the line. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You got the mind that all I want to do is bring glory to God's name by undergirding
yes.
his vision. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yeah.
My, making sure there's meat in his house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Prior to coming to this to this service, I may not have had the faith to pay my tithes. But ain't no way in the world I'm standing in the presence of the Lord. And I'm going to walk away and not give him what belongs to him. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Beloved, you have the faith and the grace to release your tithes in your office.
Hallelujah.
Not only do you have the faith and the grace to do that, you have the faith and the grace to receive the promise, the blessing, and the provision of God for your life. Because
Hallelujah.
You praise God. You
Hallelujah.
Got the grace and the faith that the devourer is rebuked because God rebuked him, and who can stand under the rebuke of the Lord? Hallelujah. The
windows
of heaven is bending and bowing to you now in your obedience.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Pouring out blessings that you cannot store up. See, that's the
Hallelujah.
Side I'm trying to be on, praise God. I'm trying to be on the right
Jesus.
Side. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. I don't want to stay in my bank account, but 10%, you got to go and you got to be with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. They want to stay with me, but you can't stay here. I got to put you on assignment. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And I may receive the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And you can release it through these methods. Cash App, $C as DC12. Cash App, $C as DC12. You can release it through the method of PayPal. The email for the church is cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. You can release it through Zelle, and the email for the church is cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. You can release it going to the church website, www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. You can release it through that manner, praise God. Hallelujah. My God, every page on the church page is giving you the unction of function and donate. Every page. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Telling you, come on, let's get in obedience without giving. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory God. Hallelujah. That there may be meat in our master's house. Shifting what we have made in the world to the kingdom of God. That's how the shift is coming. The fish is bringing the ship. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Glory, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Holy
Ghost.
Bringing the ship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to release the line. I'm led by the Spirit to do this. Amen. To Evangelist Johnson. And she's going to proclaim the blessing of the Lord upon you for giving, my God, hallelujah. And she is going to bless the offering. Praise God. Woman of God, I release the line to you.
Praise God. Father, we bless you, God. We thank you, oh God,
hallelujah.
For those, oh God,
who are able to give, God. We thank you for those who are not even able to give at this time, God. But, God,
yes,
we know that you're going to bring increase in their life, oh, God, that they will be able to give. God, we
yes,
know
God.
That your word says as we give, you will rebuke the devourer for our sakes, oh, God. God, you, oh, God, would turn things around, oh, God. God, I've seen you do so many things, God. So I know, oh, God, what you can do, oh, God. You can take little, God, and you can make much out of it, oh, God. And, God,
praise
we just
God.
Believe, oh, God, your word, oh, God, that as we give, it shall be given unto us a
yes.
good
Hallelujah.
Measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men
Hallelujah.
Give unto our bosom. So, God, we
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the increase, oh, God, that you're giving to your people right now, oh, God, to be able to give, oh, God. You said you would give seed to the sower, God. So, God, we thank you, oh, God, as these blessings be released, God, that you would bless your people. We decree
yeah.
blessings. We decree open doors, oh, God, where they've been
Jesus.
Shut. God, we decree that papers go through, oh God. We decree that the angels go forth and get monies that belong to us right now in the name
yes,
of
God.
Jesus. From every source, oh God, uncommon sources, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen you do it and I know what you can do, God. So God, I speak blessings upon everyone on this line that their life will never be the same from this day forward financially, oh God, but there will be increase. From the north, or south, the east, and the west, oh God, blessings will come. We thank you that it's done and that you would bless this church, oh God, that it will continue to grow, oh God. And Lord, as they, oh God, lift you up, God, you said you would draw all men unto you, oh God, as we give, oh God. We thank you that we're given into souls being one to the Lord, God. So we give you praise. We give you honor and glory for it all. It's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now praise him and receive your blessing. Praise
thank
him.
You.
Hallelujah. The decree of the praise him, praise
thank
him, praise
you,
him. Praise
Jesus.
Him.
Hallelujah.
Those that gave and those that wanted to
receive
and have not let
thank
him get
the
over your life. She unlocked doors. She
thank
set more pages. Hallelujah.
Thank
my God,
Jesus.
She decreed the thing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory
to
God.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
beloved,
yes.
That's the way we receive. We receive with thanksgiving. Praise God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank
may
you.
The Spirit of the Lord make
yes.
every prayer prayed, every word spoken. Amen.
Yes.
Every blessing decreed,
amen.
Even the word that dropped from eternity into time. May the Spirit of the Lord
amen.
Make it life to you. The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Amen. Praise God. May
amen.
The Spirit of the Lord make it alive in your heart. May the Spirit of the
yes.
Lord, amen,
amen,
quicken you together with Christ Jesus. I said, may the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
God
yes.
is moving
yes.
by his Spirit.
Yes.
May the Spirit
yes.
of
yes.
the Lord, amen. When
yes.
she said that the angels was going forth, my God, opening doors, amen, and bringing
yes.
forth money that would have
yes.
never reached me because it's been held up. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I believe
yes.
that. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I danced
yes.
on that. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I sounded my trumpet.
Glory.
Places that I will be. Places
Hallelujah.
That I will travel. Amen. Land and overseas.
Yes.
My go get my blessing.
Hallelujah.
Oh, get my money.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm going
yeah.
to sit right here in North Carolina, and my angels are going about getting everything
yeah.
that belongs to me.
Yeah.
Everything entombed in a grave, come up
yes.
and out
yes.
and bless me. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Every land taken from my ancestors, make
yes.
a title
yes.
shift to me now in Jesus'
yes.
name. Amen.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
you better get excited
yes.
about the supernatural,
yes.
Devon. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. You gotta go nowhere.
My
sit here in North Carolina, but things are happening
my
in New York,
yes,
Texas,
yes,
my God,
yes,
Georgia,
yes,
India,
yes,
Africa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord, every region that God
thank
gave
you,
us authority.
Thank you, God. Yeah,
hallelujah.
Yes,
she decreed that thing.
Jesus.
She decreed it. No
yes,
one can undo the decree.
Yes,
the angels working for you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, yes,
glory God. Hallelujah.
I know.
Thank
my
you,
mama. Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Prophet Deidre Williams, are you on this morning? Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Woman of God, may you close us out in prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory God. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Father God, you are so wonderful, so marvelous. And we thank you for all that you are continuing to unwind in us, oh God. Thank you for breaking up the prison gates, oh God, in our hearts, in our thoughts, God, that we can come and seek you the more, oh God, that you've given us a powerful word this day, oh God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Lord, continue to bless your woman servant, oh God, each and every one of them, oh God, for the prison gates that you've opened in their hearts today, oh God, that they might to soar with the eagles, oh God, looking down on mankind, oh God, blessing souls, oh God, to be saved, oh God, for this is the purpose and the will that you've come into our hearts, oh God. Bread of love, hallelujah, that is, hallelujah, goes from breast to breast by the Holy Ghost, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that your will is being fulfilled in the hearts of your people, all your women's sisters, oh God, for you called them out and gave them each an assignment to do for the kingdom of God. And as we go in the way that you would have us to be, oh God, continue to have some challenges ahead to the soles of their feet, oh God, and their family members, oh God. For you know what each soul stands in need. We, Lord, I thank you, Jesus, for meeting the need. Oh, yes, Lord, I thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
To meet the need for the bread. Life, oh God, that sustains us, oh God, in the spiritual realm, in the natural realm. Now, thank you for the angels that you've assigned, hallelujah, to bring forth the needs and meeting the prayers that have that you created for your glory, for we live, move, breathe, move our being because of you, Lord God, and we honor you with the powerful word that you brought today. Which I heard, worship me, and will remove all your troubles. I believe, Lord God, as we go our separate ways, fulfilling the kingdom of God's message in Jesus' name. Remember each and every one, women's servants and your man's servants, oh God, in Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
I pray.
Amen.
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 Amen. Beloved, I'm going to ask that you hold fast to the line for a minute. Those of you that have not disconnected, because Prophet Margaret Kavanaugh had an affirmation, and I wanted to allow her to release it. Amen. I know we closed out. Amen. But we're going to hold fast for those that didn't leave the line.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Apostle. I just wanted to be obedient and confirm to affirm the word on today that Apostle was releasing. I had placed a line on hold. My sister had called in, and the Lord, as Apostle was speaking, the Lord told me that it was an immediate release, that God was getting ready to he was immediately releasing things that had been held up. And so I began to release that to those that he was telling me to release it to, and my sister was one of them. And on yesterday when I went to her home, the Lord had me to walk through her kitchen, and she has a walk-around kitchen. And she's a baker. She opened a bakery to make in her home. And the Lord, as I walked through, I began to just pray and say, Lord, bless her with her own commercial business. And so she began to get things in line the last couple of months for her business to do it the proper way with grants and everything. And so I've been praying for her business and Apostle and Minister Sykes' business. And so I began to just ask God to just open up for grants, funding from the government that just flood in for the people of God. And so as Apostle began to say about Lydia, that Lydia opened up her home for all her resources for the people of God, for the household, for God. The Amen. Lord began to show me my sister, every place that she went, no matter what home she stayed in, she would have a Bible study, she would have a prayer line, she would do something, she would open, she would cook, she would do something for God. And God said it was an immediate release for her. And the Lord Amen. Said, let the people know that if we don't make excuses for him, if we give all our resources, it's an immediate release. And I said, Lord, I said, I will be obedient and I will let the people know it is a season of immediate release, you all.
Thank you.
Immediate
God.
Release.
Praise
God. I didn't even
Hallelujah.
Know what was going on during the line. When because I had you all on hold, but I thank God for whatever was going on with the line, with the angels being releasing whatever to Apostle. But to confirm also, Apostle began to say that we will not be the tail, and that we will not be the second, will not be the second any longer. My daughter has been struggling behind, especially behind my younger child. He's always been in accelerated gifting. And she has always been in remedial, glory to God. And so I told her, she loves to bake with my sister. I told her, I said, well, I'm not going to allow you to bake till you get those grades up, glory to God. So report cards came out on this week. She called and she said, Mommy, I got honor roll, glory to God. And she said, Mommy, she says, the last will be the first. The Lord dropped that thing in my spirit this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He gave her an immediate release with them great, pulling those grades up. Glory to God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Glory to God. We got to get in position and stay there. It is an immediate release if we give all of everything to the Lord, not making no excuses.
Hallelujah.
Tithing, no excuses. No excuses with our time. No excuses.
Hallelujah.
Everything. Just give it to him. It's an immediate release.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
It's an immediate release. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is getting ready to release. He is releasing.
Yes.
Glory. The woman of God said, she said it today, you all. Please just catch hold to what has been released on this line today. Glory to God. Amen. That's all I wanted to share. I wanted to be obedient. Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen. Praise God. And Father, we thank you for your word of immediate release, and we stand fast in that. Hallelujah. As long as we position and posture ourselves, living and moving and having our being in obedience in the spirit. Amen. The Lord's provision is ours. Amen. Praise God. So, beloved, you are officially released. Remember the prophetic word. Amen. The prophetic word must be walked out. Work it. Work it.
Yes.
Praise God. Work it. Work it. Walk it out. Amen. Agape
Hallelujah.
Love.
Agape love.
Agape love.
Agape love.
Agape love. Agape love.
Agape love.
Agape love.
Agape love.